Welcome back, everyone. Really like to give you a special hand for this next act. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. They've been making real waves on the folk scene for a considerable while now. They don't really need much introduction. Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts.
Stealing. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. We started off there with a brand new song called The Stealing Arm, which is about an amputation gone wrong, which is what you want. And then we followed that with a new tune set as well. We're going to do quite a lot of new stuff for you tonight, just because we know there's quite a lot of people that have seen us before, so we're going to do a lot of new stuff for you.
We know that there's people who've seen us before because we know that the Barnsley branch of the Larkin Poe Appreciation Society are in tonight, so here's another new one. This is called, well, that, in fact we did a couple of tunes just then called Seven Left for Dead, and we're going to carry on with another new one now, which is slightly obscure subject matter, but I won't explain too much about it, but it's called Silver Screen, and we were very lucky enough to have Rebecca and Megan Lovell guest on our forthcoming album, and we had a fantastic dobro solo from Megan on this track, and we're going to do the live arrangement tonight. That's because it's live. We're going to have another guitar solo from Jamie. So, this is called Silver Screen. Dashboard lit up by your smile. Thank you.
Okay, and a fairly gentle one. We're now going to do our most angry sounding song. And again, this is another one from our upcoming album, which we're hoping to have in the autumn. This is this song. I wrote it about Scarecrow, of all things. It was after we'd been on a car journey and I spotted a scarecrow in a field at the side of the road, and it had a crow sitting on its shoulder. I found myself feeling really sorry for the scarecrow, the fact that its sole purpose of existence is to scare crows and it fails terribly. It's a sad state. With the waters making up his inside, a human form is a rash provided out in the water. A cold that sits as human, a frozen game like the wind passes through, but as far as it's scared, a cold too. Out in the water, with falls in black feather, so the yellowish shows in the red tea glow. He does the one thing that he loves and knows. Scaring crows. Where he was in the crusty way that he limbs had come, but his presence is enough to do some good out in the weather. The day was short, it's a matter of fact, when the man advised to the menacing act that his image hides, the movement flat out in the weather. When falls in black feather, the yellow it shows in the leaves he glow, does the one thing that he loves and knows. Scaring. It's incredibly new. We've only ever played it in public once before.
But you look kind of friendly, so we're not too worried.
Not that we can see any of your faces, but your silhouettes look quite welcoming. Anyway, this is a song that requires a world's highest capo position on my guitar. Also, it's well, when I was at university, I used to work in a Subway sandwich shop. Have you all been to Subway? It's a good place. Anywhere you can get a sandwich as long as you like, it's a good place. But this this is a song that I wrote for the new album, which is, well, it's about a chap that used to come in pretty much every shift that I ever did at Subway. This is the same guy came in, called Louis. He's quite an interesting chap.
Did you always have the same sandwich?
It's hard to say, really. Okay, it's called Louis Was a Boxer. Louis was a wild one in his teens, motorbike and attitude, and holes ripped in his jeans. Living life too fast. Louis was locally known for sometimes reasons good, but mostly things you can't condone. But he always had a blast. He often sported shining iron cuts from time to time. Louis was a boxer in his prime. Louis was full of manly charm, a ladies' man with a silver tongue, and muscles on his arms, the player in his day. Choices untoward, he liked to give the ladies things that he never could afford, yet he always found a way. But a skipping rope and punchbag helped him steer away from crime, cause Louis was a boxer in his prime. Louis now a long way past his prime. When I worked making sandwiches, I served him all the time, in his 60s, mid to late. A crazy drunk through and through, he clings to life by the skin of his teeth, of which he has just two. A downright sorry state. Now he just wanders all alone, with poor legs and a walking stick. He argues on his own, the sort you would avoid. And Louis takes free food for thought. He goes in Subway every day, but he's still a sandwich short, his sanity devoid. He told to me his past one day when he wasn't quite so blind, how he wished he'd better spend his time. He took a blow too many, now he's lost his mind. Cause Louis was a boxer, Louis was a boxer in his prime.
Thank you.
Tempo again, because it's been such a long time. At least 24 hours. Maybe. So we're very excited, and if any of you haven't seen them before, if any of you haven't seen them before, you can have a good night. Everybody's going to have a good night. It's going to be pretty good. So we'll leave you with this one. But we have a bit of a tour in September and October when we will have our new albums for sale. And we have a show in New York in a place called Poppleton, I think. But apparently there's only a very few tickets left. So if you would like to come along, then order them soon. But we also have a launch gig in Barnsley, which is not too far away. So you could come there as well. Why not? So we'll leave you with this one. This one's not a new one. It's called Fleetwood Fair. Woo-hoo. Walking homeward from the church one day, singing in my head, I turned to the back of the cherry tree, the leaves so golden red, and I saw a young man standing there on his way to Fleetwood Fair.
Wild on the road.
thank you. They do have CDs on the merchandise table, which is just by the bar, as do everyone who's playing tonight, so it is worth going to check out. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Cheers. Good evening, everybody. How is everyone doing? Welcome to York, welcome to the basement, and welcome to what is going to be a really amazing night. Lots of great acts, well, three great acts. I'll say no more, please give a really warm welcome all the way from York, Jessica Lawson.
Both Katrina and Jamie, who were in for a long time, and we both know, just so wonderful. Yeah, so happy to be alongside them, and then Larkin Poe, who I've loved for quite a long time. Yeah, played with them last night at the Will House in Moonwell, which was wonderful. Two nights in a row. So, yes. Don't know if anyone fancies a sing. It's got a chorus, a very easy one if you're into that. It goes, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little Lee, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little Lou. Got it. Little Lorelei was born in a back street bus, part of town. Mama was a car girl, Papa was a vagabond, making his way down south. Never had nothing, no need for anything, she was wild and free. Queen of the backstreet, lady of the air, we do now she plays. Little Lorelei, oh, 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 little Lorelei. Little Lorelei was a funny woman by the age of just 13, and she sang more than any other girl could ever dream of seeing. She had always lived in the downtown, and she had a dream of leaving these downtown back shoes and out with a pump and up down queen. Little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little Lorelei. Little Lorelei put the things in her mouth back to poetry. She got a subway up to the east side, leaving the whole streets. And when she arrived, she was hoping that she'd find a new life waiting there, with the people pushing past without a sentence, without another care. Little Lorelei, oh, 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 little Lorelei, little love. Little Lorelei, she couldn't find a job, she couldn't make ends meet, so she sold herself to any of the men who approached her on the street. Little by little she fell to pieces with the devil she had signed. There's only so much body to sail for, you lose your mind. Little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little lady, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little low. Now you'll see a faded golden corner of the street, dreaming of downtown back streets and highways, thinking she's a queen. She can't find her way back home, she's lost beside her head, so she stands and taps her foot and sings this tune instead. Little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little lady, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, little lady. Little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little Lorelei, oh, little low. Brother times 12,000. Take me home now, brother. Take me home now, brother. Though I can't stay long. Take me home now, brother. Take me home now, brother. Though I can't stay long. I'm here on borrowed time. I'll go. I've been waiting, brother. I've been waiting, brother, to show you what's on my mind. I've been waiting, brother. Oh, I've been waiting, brother. But we haven't much time. Walk with me and I'll take you there. Walk with me and you'll see what happened here. Read the signs now, brother. Oh, read the signs now, brother. See the water isn't clear. Read the signs now, brother. Oh, read the signs now, brother. See what happened here. I was pushed, I sorry, brother. I'm so sorry, brother. But it's nearly time. I'm so sorry, brother. I'm so sorry, brother. Don't you hear the bells chime? Down in the garden where I lay, look at my stone. CD last year, which was very exciting and all very lovely. And I might have a few with me tonight, if anyone is interested. I believe there's a merchandising retailing unit up there in Hale Bar with a wide variety of wonderful sounds for you to take home for your listening pleasure. Mine is one, if you so wish. Anyway, this is the title track from the CD. I've been Jessica Lawson. Thank you for having me. And this is Molly of the Tyne.
Please don't wake me. It's too soon. Of a boy that I once knew. He was gentle and he was light until he fell in love with Molly of the Tyne. Molly was a girl with flowers in her. She was beautiful beyond compare. The kind of girl that makes the man stop and stare. I guess I was nothing next to her. For the evening, time among friends, and everyone would listen when she sang knives and many a man tried to capture her heart, but she didn't let go until she met my Joma. Please don't wake me.
Good as well, so give it about 10 minutes and we shall have the next act on.